After much complicated debate at another convention in Quebec City that same year, the delegates submitted a draft of an agreement for the formation of the Dominion of Canada. The bulk of the work had been done by a group of men of seemingly high virtue, who became known in history as the Fathers of Confederation. United Canada was divided into the provinces of Ontario and Quebec. Some allowances were given to Quebec because it was a predominantly French-speaking Catholic province and had special needs, unlike other provinces. The colony of Nova Scotia was divided into Nova Scotia and New Brunswick. These four provinces formed the original new nation. A flexible approach, in later years, persuaded other colonies to join. A federal system, with powers distributed between the central and provincial governments, was created. The provinces were assigned powers to have their own governments to deal with more local or provincial issues. The federal system would promote harmony among provinces, with different perspectives on nationhood. This was a compromise, so that the bigger provinces of Ontario and Quebec wouldn't completely dominate the smaller provinces. The country was to be called the Dominion of Canada, but would still remain loyal to Britain as a member of the British Empire. The new legislation that created Canada was a British Act of Parliament called the British North America Acts of 1867. Canada officially became a nation on July 1, 1867. This would be the anniversary occasion each year for joyous celebration of a national holiday commemorating the birth of Canada.